This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tashyi' al-janaza. Now, to take the person to his grave. What's the reward of that? What's the reward of following somebody when we hear a friend of ours or brother or sister or uncle, auntie, relative pass away? What's the reward of following his grave, following him to his grave? Before that, what's the reward of attending at least Salat al-Janazah? Listen to this, my brothers and sisters. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Udul marid," visit the sick one. Visit the sick one. By the way, when you are sick, you are close to death. In any sickness, even if it's flu, back pain, foot pain. When you are sick, you are close to death. Remember that. So visit. Because you had a great chance to say salamu alaikum and maybe say sorry, and you messed it up. Why? Why didn't you visit? Didn't you know that's a mortal human being? That person will die one day? Why you keep delaying? Ah, shaitan. وَمْشُوا مَعَ الْجَنَازَةِ. He said, visit the sick one and follow the janazah. Follow. تُذَكِّرُكُمْ الْآخِرَةِ. The good thing about visiting somebody sick and following janazah, it will remind you the hereafter. It will remind you the hereafter. In another hadith, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, أَسْرِعُوا, quick. فَإِنْ تَكُوا صَالِحَةً فَخَيْرٌ تُقَدِّمُونَهُ إِلَيْهِ وَإِنْ تَكُوا سِوَى ذَلِكَ فَشَرٌ تَضَعُونَهُ عَلَى رِقَابِكُمْ. The Prophet ﷺ said, quickly bury the dead person, because if that person is good and has done something good, then you are sending him to something he likes to see quickly, meaning the interview with the angels and this and that. If that person was bad and doing bad, then it's a bad thing that you are putting down from your shoulders. Somebody, God forbids, was bad. So, khalas, you buried him. The point here is that when a Muslim dies, we quickly bury him. Within 24 hours, he has to be buried. We cannot wait for his auntie to come from Australia and his son from Washington, D.C. and his daughter. No, cannot do that. Cannot do that. But they should say salam, they should say hello. They should say goodbye, daddy, mommy. No, goodbye, mommy, daddy. You should have Skyped with them. We have Skype now. We have Skype and we have mashallah. Wallahi, I get so shocked when I hear somebody has been hauled for 72 hours. This is the love to your loved one. But when we say hurry, it doesn't mean he died at 8 o'clock, we bury him at 9 a.m. No, we don't mean that. At least one prayer of the day. At least one prayer of the day. Remember that. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the reward of following janazah. He said, مَنِ اتَّبَعَ جَنَازَةَ مُسْلِمٍ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. He who follows janazah of a Muslim with iman, with true faith in Allah, and asking Allah the reward from Allah. Because sometimes we follow janazah, why? To show the family that, hey, we were there. Remember, everything we do is according to our intention. If we do anything and the intention is not good, is not for Allah's sake, Allah will never accept that. For example, you go to follow janazah so that people say, well, he was there, she was there, we saw them. Sorry, you didn't come really for Allah's sake. You came for people to say that he or she was there. We have to ask Allah, to ask ourselves, because Allah will ask us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who follows the janazah of a Muslim with iman and ihtisab, وَكَانَ مَعَهَا حَتَّى يُصَلَّى عَلَيْهَا, and he stayed with that janazah until salat, janazah was done. And then he took that janazah to the grave, like we all did, alhamdulillah. He will come back with two qirats. What is qirat, O Messenger of Allah? The Sahaba didn't know. Qirat, they knew what was it. It was a quarter, 25 cents of those days. They said, O Messenger of Allah, you mean this? He said, no. Do you see the mountain of Uhud, he said, in Medina? They said, yeah, it's 10 kilometers. By the way, Uhud is 10 kilometers. Uhud is not just one mountain, it's a chain. And by the way, from NASA, you see, they saw that mountain, and it's written Muhammad. It's true. I saw it.
From Google?
From Google. If you Google Medina al-Munawwara, Google it, Google Medina al-Munawwara, and go to the mountain of Uhud, and then turn it. You will read Muhammad. It's written Muhammad. Yeah, his name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he stepped on the Mount of Uhud, he, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman. Ali was not with them. May Allah be pleased with them. Who was there? The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiyallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, and Uthman ibn Affan, radiyallahu anhu. These four great people, Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mountains start shivering. The Prophet said to Uhud, easy Uhud, easy. He talked to the mountain. On you, there is a prophet. Listen carefully. On you, there is a prophet. There is a Siddiq, a person who believes in Islam blindly more than anyone else, Abu Bakr Siddiq, and two martyrs. He already gave them the glad tidings that Umar and Uthman will die by the enemies. They were happy. They didn't say, well, O Messenger of Allah, we're going to die. So who will kill us? They were happy. Allah. Under the mountain of Uhud, yes. But the Prophet ﷺ climbed the mountain and the mountain started. And he said, Uhud jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbu. He said, Uhud is a mountain that loves us and we love this mountain. Subhanallah. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, he who follows janazah, we'll have the mountain of Uhud full of hasanat in the Day of Judgment. Just by following. If you pray Salat al-Janazah, then you have two. Two chains of mountains in the Day of Judgment, you come. This is how many times you have been following the Janazah. So when there is Janazah, leave everything and go. It's a mountain of Uhud full of good deeds. You may live all your life, you don't even make 1 kilo or two of good deeds. Just by visiting, subhanAllah, somebody who is dying and following his janazah. There are so many chances for us to come closer to Allah. We blow them out of proportion. We always...
You're talking about just men, not women.
Ah, men. Ah, talking about men. You ladies, look, listen. You have more reward, subhanAllah. Just, do you know that it is wajib on us to go to the masjid? Is it wajib on women?
No.
But if the woman goes, her husband should not stop her. Rasulullah s.a.w. said. Especially if there is a dars, lecture, or she has to go. But he said, you sister have the same reward of your husband going by staying home. You stay home and you pray, you have the same reward of your poor husband who has to drive the car and find the parking and make wudu and pray and wait for imam. Subhanallah. This is the reward Allah gave to the sister. And we shouldn't say, well, it's unfair. Here, it's not unfair. Yeah? When it comes to reward, sisters, don't say it's unfair. But it's unfair that a man marries more than one. Up to four. How about us? Ya Allah. The ever-repeated question. What is disliked? What is disliked in Tashyi' al-Janazah, in following Tashyi' al-Janazah? Listen to this. It is disliked for women to follow Janazah. Listen to what Rasulullah s.a.w. said. Umm Atiyah said that the Prophet told us, don't follow Janazah. Don't follow Janazah. Stay far. We are saying to sisters, even if you come, please wait until we bury the person. And when it's done, you may come and make dua for him or her, your loved ones. But the Prophet ﷺ said to women, stay there, don't come. We bury, and then after we're done, he said, don't even follow. Today we are telling our sisters not to come at all. But even if you come, stay far. When it is done, alhamdulillah, you have time to come and see. And make dua for the loved one. But better to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. If the Prophet said, don't come, I better not come. And period. But of course, our sisters will of course object. And it is makruh, that you also sit before the person is put down. As long as the person is on the shoulders of people, don't sit. Don't sit. It's something disliked by Allah. Out of respect to this. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ stood up when he saw... if the Prophet stood up, you sit down. What is this? The leader stood up, you're sitting down. I saw people smoking, people talking about stock market. Allahu Akbar. Before we even buried the person. That's wrong. Even if smoking was halal, which is haram, by the way. Smoking is haram. And I told you that. Mm. And don't say, Sheikh Zubair, you have been teaching us for months now and you never told us. Even if it's halal, God forbid. Let's assume you do that when somebody is being buried. You do that. What is this? Wait until the person is... Another thing is fire. In any fire, any, even if it's a lit, scares the dead. And then in the graveyard, Allahu Akbar. May Allah forgive us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you follow janaza, do not sit down until it is put on the floor. If you follow janaza, don't sit down. So even if it's in the car, we should not be sitting until it's pulled from the car and put on the floor. Then you can sit down now. How to bury? You know, sometimes you don't have the luxury of digging and this and that. So what's the minimum? Can we just put some sand on the... Let's see. Burying the dead, completely covering every part of his body, is wajib. Is wajib. Actually, to some ulama, is fardu kifaya. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla said, ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَقْبَرَهُ. He mentioned the qabr. He said, then he has put this human being that he created into death, and from death, he has put him in the grave. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the grave. The grave is mentioned many times in the Quran. Many times. Number two, to go deep. The deepest you go, the better. The deepest, if you go 2-3 meters, better than 1 meter. 1 meter, better than 50 centimeters. The deepest you go, the better. Why? Because you never know what will happen to that body after we are gone. Can you control the animals, the tigers, if they come and start digging to... They smell the meat of a flesh of a human being. And they dig. They have the ability to dig. And they start eating the body. And that's why one of the reasons is to put stone. Even if they reach, they find stone. They cannot break the stones. So we put a piece of stone. So they cannot open it.